With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A passenger jet has collided with an Army helicopter at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. Jenny Ohm has more.
The Federal Aviation Administration said the mid-air collision occurred around 9 p.m. Eastern Time when the regional jet had departed from Wichita, Kansas, and it crashed with a military Black Hawk helicopter while it was on approach to the airport. Here's what we know about the passenger jet. It was an American Airlines flight 5342, and again, it was inbound to Reagan National when it collided with a helicopter. Again, all activity has been halted. Flights are not taking off or landing here at Reagan National Airport as this massive search and rescue operation is underway.
President Trump says he's been fully briefed on the plane crash, a military helicopter colliding with the passenger plane. Both aircraft ended up in the river. Defense officials say the military chopper had three crew members on board. The American Airlines plane had 60 passengers and four crew members. Multiple agencies have responded to the crash scene.
Multiple helicopters, including those from the U.S. Park Police, D.C. Metro Police, and the U.S. military, are flying over the scene of the incident in the Potomac River. D.C. Fire and EMS say on X that fireboats were on the scene. D.C. Police also tell social platform X that multiple agencies are conducting a search and rescue effort in the Potomac River. Inflatable rescue boats were being launched into the Potomac River from a point near the airport along the George Washington Parkway just north of the airport.
Andrew Stewart reporting. We're also getting news. According to Fox News, several members of the U.S. figure skating team were on the American Airlines flight that collided with that helicopter. This is SRN News. PepsiCo is making some changes. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The giant soft drink maker, which also owns such brands as Quaker Oats, Doritos, and Rice-A-Roni, says it's adopting a, quote, viewpoint-neutral advertising policy with respect to political or religious status or views. Pressure had been mounting among shareholders for the company to quit the Global Alliance for Responsible Media, a left-wing group that pushes big corporations to support the LGBT agenda and steer away from anything conservative or Christian. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's new Justice Department leadership is eliminating Biden administration policies that led to aggressive prosecution of pro-life protesters. The Justice Department says prosecutions and civil actions under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act will now be permitted only in extraordinary circumstances or in cases presenting significant aggravating factors. This is SRN News. Former New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez is going to prison for a while.
Former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez has been sentenced to 11 years in prison for his conviction of accepting bribes of gold and cash and acting as an agent of Egypt. His own lawyer said that those crimes earned him the nickname Gold Bar Bob. Judge Sidney H. Stein announced the sentence after Menendez tearfully addressed the judge, saying he'd lost everything he cared about. Prosecutors sought a 15-year term for the Democrat convicted of crimes, including acting as an agent of the Egyptian government. Two New Jersey businessmen convicted with Menendez were sentenced earlier to 7 and 8 years in prison. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
An attorney for New York City Mayor Eric Adams has reached out to the Department of Justice regarding dropping the corruption case against him, the process not uncommon in regards to a high-profile client. More details at srnnews.com.